Today we begin lesson 210 in Parshas Vayeshev. We're in Perek Lamed Tes, chapter 39. We'll be learning Sukkim Yud Tes Techav Gimel 19-23. In the Simanim Tanakh, we're on page 64, five lines from the top. Vayehi chishmo Adonav esdivrei ishto asher dibra elav lemor kadvorimo ele osali avdecha vayichar apo vayikach Adonai Yosef also vayitnehu al beis hasohar mekom asher asirei hamelech asurim vayisham beveis hasohar Vayihi Adonai es Yosef vayete lov chosed Vayitein chino b'nei sar beis ha-sohar Vayitein sar beis ha-sohar b'yad Yosef Eis kol ha-asirim asher b'veis ha-sohar Ve'eis kol asher osim sham hu haya osa Ein sar beis ha-sohar Ro'es kol muma b'yado v'asher Adonai ito V'asher hu osa Adonai matzliach. Let's take a look at the psukim inside. So the wife of Potiphar was relating to Potiphar what happened. The Torah goes into more detail in Pasuk Yates. Vayihi it was Chishmoa Adonav, when his master heard, what? Es Divrei, the words of Ishto, his wife, Asher Dibra Elav, which she spoke to him, Lamor, saying, and she said, Kadvorim Ho Ela, like these things. What does it mean, like these things? As she was intimate with Potiphar, and being intimate, she's saying, and this is what Yosef did with me. Kadvorim ha'ele, asali avdecha, your servant did to me, or tried to do to me. Well, one thing is for sure, Potiphar knew that Yosef was not capable of doing such heinous acts. And you can see this in the next two words. Vayichar apo. Apo, and his wrath, Vayichar, burned. He was very angry. It does not say he was angry at Yosef. He was angry at his wife. He knew exactly what was going on. He knew what kind of wife he had. But now he was caught in a problem. His wife has cried rape to the whole world. And Potiphar, who knows that Yosef's a great servant, he's going to wonder, what am I going to do? I have to do something because my wife made a mess of all this. So he's going to have to put him in jail, but not in a typical fashion. Pasuk Chaf. Vayikach Adonai Yosef, and the master of Yosef took him. Vayitneu is a soft word, and he put him. El tu beis ha-soar, the house of prisoners, the prison. Now it should have said he imprisoned him. It didn't. In other words, he brings him to a prison. And what kind of prison? There's all kinds of prisons. There's prisons of hardened criminals. But he brought him to what we would call a minimum security prison. Makoma place, asher, which asirei hamelech, the prisoners of the king, asirim are imprisoned. Meaning to say where prominent people working for the king were imprisoned, as opposed to hardened criminals, and was placed there, as it were, to live there. As a matter of fact, the Medrash says, and he went almost daily, Potiphar, to seek at Yosef's advice how to continue to run his own home. Vayihi shem, and he was there, Yosef was there, beveis ha-soar, in the prison. Now, just as Hashem showed Yosef kindness in the house of Potiphar, Chaf Aleph, Vayihi Adonai es Yosef, and the all-merciful God was with Yosef, Vayet a love, and he extended to him chesed, kindness. What this means is that he was well liked by all who saw him. We can even translate with chesed as charisma. He had a charisma that everybody just liked him, and also vayitein chino, and he gave him favor be'enei, in the eyes of Sar, the officer of Beis HaSoar, of the prison. And since the officer in charge, the warden, which we would call, the Tsar is the warden, Chav Beis, and therefore Vayitein, and he gave Tsar Beis HaSoar, the warden of the prison, he gave Biyad Yosef, in the hands of Yosef, the responsibility, Es Kol HaAsirim, all the prisoners, Asher, which were Beis HaSoar, in the prison, Es Kol, and whatever Asher Osim Shom they were doing there, whatever the prisoners had to do, who he, Yosef, Haya Osel, was doing. In other words, it was done by his command. Yosef gave the command to whatever had to be done with the prisoners. And to such an extent, he was doing such a good job. Chav Gimel Ein Sar Beis HaSoar Roeh, the officer of the prison, the warden, did not roeh see es kol me'uma, anything biyado that was in his hands. In other words, everything Yosef did, he didn't bother to look at. Bashir, because Adonai Ito, the all-merciful God, was with him. Vasherhu Oseh, and that which he was doing, what Yosef was doing, Adonai Matzliach, the all-merciful God, made successful. So the warden saw how successful he was, and he put Yosef in charge of everything. Let's read the psukim one more time, starting from Pasuk Yud Tes. Vayehi chishmo Adonav esdivrei ishto asher dibro elav lemor kadvorim ha'ele osoli avdecha vayichar apo vayikach Adonai Yosef oso vayitneu el beis hasohar mekom asher asirei ha'melech asurim vayisham beveis hasohar vayihi Adonai es Yosef vayit elav chosed vayitein chino v'inei sar beis hasohar vayitein sar beis hasohar biyad Yosef eis kol asirim asher beveis hasohar veis kol asher osim sham hu haya oseh ein sar beis hasohar roes kol muma biyado basher Adonai ito basher hu oseh Adonai matzliach. Please note that in the Siman Tanakh, it tells us now that Yosef is in the jail in the year 2217. That's 1 year since he was sold into slavery. Let's look at the questions. Number one, Ketzad Hirgish Potifar Achareshe Ishto Sipralo Almasha Karimo. How did Potifar feel after his wife told him what happened to her? He was very upset. Vayicharapo, his wrath was burnt. To Almi on whom Be'emes truly Choraaf Potifar, was Potifar angry? He's really angry at his wife, more so than Yosef, because she put him in a very difficult situation. 3 miles saw Potifar li Yosef achareish ishto shipala mashikar imo. What did Potifar do to Yosef after his wife told him what happened? He put him in the jail, but did not imprison him. 4. Targem beis hasoar. Beis hasoar is a prison. 5. Targem asirei, prisoners of. 6. Bederach klal, in general, mi yo yob beis hasoar zeb Mitzrayim. Who was in this prison in Mitzrayim? It was the more high-ranking officials who were in jail. 7. Targem vayet, and he extended. 8. Hayim Hashem garam shiyosef zatzlich beveis hasoar. Did Hashem cause that Yosef should be successful in the prison? Yes. 9. Ketzad asa Hashem chesed im Yosef beveis hasoar. How did Hashem do kindness with Yosef in the prison? He had him be that he was very well liked by everyone who saw him. 10. Beinei mi motzo Yosef chen beveis hasoar. In whose eyes did Yosef find favor? In the warden of the prison. 11. Ma'aso sar beveis hasoar acharei Yosef motzo chen benov. What did the warden do after Yosef found favor in his eyes? He put all of the responsibility of the prison into Yosef's hands, and he'd be in charge of taking care of all the prisoners. 12. Mi hayo achroi al kol asirim, who was responsible for all the prisoners? Yosef. 13. Ma hayo asirim osim b'derech klal beveis hasoar. What were the prisoners doing in general in the beis hasoar? Whatever they were doing in terms of work or whatever, that's what they were doing. And Yosef would be in charge of that. 14. Ha'im sar beis hasoar ro shum rabba mas Yosef. Did the officer, the warden, see anything bad in Yosef's actions? No. 15. Lama lo motza sar beis hasoar shum rabba mas Yosef. Why didn't he see anything bad what Yosef did? Because he didn't see anything. He wasn't bothering to look whatever Yosef was doing. 16. Mi hitzliach kol mas Yosef. Who made all of Yosef's actions successful? It was Hashem. Please spend a few minutes going over today's lesson, and have a great week.